On January 13, 1910, the DeForest Radio Laboratory transmitted the first public radio broadcast of a live performance from New York's Metropolitan Opera House. Enrico Caruso and Ricardo Martin performed arias from Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci. On the 100th anniversary of this event, radio stations around the world continue to broadcast to millions of listeners. Experts predict the death of radio again and again. But radio not only survives today, it prospers. How has radio survived the introduction of television, then cable and satellite services, and more recently, MP3 players, the internet, and podcasts? U.S. radio station owner Steve Keeney explains. Radio reinvents itself. Today, radio is more local and targets its audiences. For example, talk radio stations are also very popular because they let listeners express their views. In the 1960s, radio had an important role in the birth of pop culture. Teenagers around the world listened to the latest pop music on transistor radios, which they hid under their pillows from disapproving parents. This was the age of pirate radio and rebellion against laws that regulated transmissions. Today, radio transmitters are so small that pirate FM stations broadcast illegally all over the world. London has over 20 illegal stations, including Shine 87.9 and Genesis. Public radio stations NPR and the BBC in the US and UK have also evolved. For example, the BBC has local stations in every region and city in Britain. The BBC remains very successful, with over 30 million people listening to its 7 national stations every week. Tradition and innovation are very important at the BBC. While Radio 4's The Archers is the world's longest-running soap opera, it has over 1 million listeners each week, using the BBC's internet-based iPlayer. Listener Wendy Lee from Devon suggests radio survives because it's free. You simply turn it on and listen.